Come learn the black and murder. We up to the flan base on the elephant tap. Okay, we'll start from Afrab Shmuel Ben Avit Chasabal on Hodorava. Right, okay. So we're saying here that by one, a buyer learned that you're never allowed to, by Meiser, you're never allowed to sell Meiser. By Yisraimim, it's an exception because we do it in a system called Havla, which means that we absorb as if you're selling only the hide. And you're hiding the fact that you are selling the animal, you're selling the hide and the skin and all that, and you absorb the price of there. And Rava learns no. That Mahatoida, once the Toida of Balmum, once the Shechta, the animal, you are allowed to sell it. So the Rabbanon who goes to that, we should don't want to sell it. And by the same mean, we remove that Isa the Rabbanon, and by everyone else, you left the Isa the Rabbanon. And says the Gemara, this is similar to what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok Savala, the Hadarov, the Grizzerov, that want that the Mahatayri allows to everybody. So you say me, the Rabbanon said sell normally, you don't need have law. And everybody else have law. Domra Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Menayil Maisa Behem, Misha Yisayim, how do you know about Maisa Behem? Of Yisayim, Misha Moichri Moise Kedarkoi. You don't have to do it in a system of absorption, you can do it the normal way. Shenemad, it says in Posig, Rag, Bechol Adas, Navshcha, whatever you desire, Tizbach, you should check, Vachalta, Bosa, you'll eat the flesh. Eze hu dover she'ein boi brocha mechaim. What is it that you cannot use it while it's alive? Elo la'ach ha'shchita, only after you shechted it, only then can you sell it and have an off from it. Have you aimed as a ma'ase behema? So clearly, ma'atayde, you can sell it once it's dead. You can sell it. So by Yisayim, the Rabbanon removed the Isa, the Rabbanon, and by everybody else, we left the Isa, the Rabbanon in place. So you said we absorb it together with the hide. Now the hide is something which is, you know, has some modicum of chashivas. So you mask the fact that you're selling the flesh. It's as if you gave away gratis. That's how you do it. What about mahalavliya? About some bones? You sell the bones and you hide the price of the meat in the bones. Can you do that? Is Rab Chiya, but Rab Shimon, but Rebbe, is a machlekev between Rab Chiya and Rebbe's son called Rab Shimon. Chadam, mavliya, yes, you can absorb it in the price of the bones. But Chadam, and one of them says, ain't mavliya, you cannot absorb it in the price of the bones. And really, will it please the machlekev? Habedaka, in a small animal, the bones have no value whatsoever. And therefore, if you put it in the price of the of these bones, everyone knows that what you're really selling is a flesh, that you're making a trick. So therefore, you cannot do that. Hobbegas, and a larger animal, that bones there have meaning. You sell it for tools and other implements or handles for tools. So therefore, it does have a value, so there you can hide it. Or Iboy say, Moidi, Begas, they're both talking about larger animals. Like Pliggy, there's still not an argument. Mar, Kiasrei, each one is talking about their region. This one is talking about his region where bones were used and had a value, and therefore you could hide the meat and sell it together. Mar, Kiasrei. Another one's talking his place where bones had no value. Says he Gemara Gufa, let's analyze all of this. Bebchayir, or Bebchayir, it's in Posik. It says in Posik. It says, what is it? Bebchayir, it says, Lo Yifte. It says in Posik, Bebchayir, Beshayir. It says, Lo Sifde. It says in the Posik, you shouldn't redeem it. And then it says you shouldn't redeem it. Lo Sifde. And it says Nimka b'maisa. We learned yesterday that by Pchoyr it says Le'sifted means that you cannot swap the Kedusha. Le'sifted means you cannot swap the Kedusha of the Pchoyr onto something else, but you can sell it. When it comes to Maisa, it says Le'yigol. There we say not only you cannot swap the Kedusha, you cannot sell it. Nema Le'yigol, Ve'enu Nimka, therefore we cannot sell it Le'chai Ve'le'shochad, not when it's alive, nor when it's geshochad. And we want to know, how do you know that? Yeah. It says that they, you know, lo yigoyel. So we decide lo yigoyel. It doesn't mean only you cannot swap it. It means you cannot even sell. Meiser, behemah, you cannot sell it all, even after it's dead. According to a bayin, and according to Rav, only while it's alive. Lo yitam, lo balmum. How do you know to make this distinction? How do you know to say that meiser cannot be sold? By b'choy, you say it could be sold, nevertheless it cannot be redeemed. That means you cannot take away the kedusha off the original b'choy. By other things, by other kachim, you swap it for money, the kedusha is no longer the animal. And you buy a new animal. By b'choy, the kedusha remains, you cannot take the kedusha off the b'choy by swapping the money. Fine. But you can sell it. The kohen can sell the balmum and make the money. But by meiser, you can't even do that. Because that's legal. How do you know? How do you see the word loygal means you can't sell? How do you know we'll have a few pshatim? It says in this posse by Yehud, what else you call it? It says loygal b'maisa. The word loygal, and we're going to have two other things. We have b'chayr where there it says loysivde. So by Maisa it says lo yigol, by b'chayr loysivde, and then we have charamim. When somebody consecrates an animal, and he says, I want to give this to kainim. There's different kind of charamim. There's a charamim where you give it to the bedek habayis, main to the base of Mikdash, or where you give it to a kain. And it says, well, we donate to the base of Mikdash in 12 months. By Yevul, if you don't take it back. Okay, yeah. So here it says in the Pasuk, Al-Kochedim, Al-Sheyachim, Al-Sheyachim, it says there, Lo Yimoche V'lo Yigol. There it says both words. Lo Yimoche V'lo Yigol. And therefore, obviously, Kochedim, Kochedim, so we obviously know that Yigol and Moche is not the same thing. So we're going to use Chedim to teach us and everything else. This is how it works. Just like over there, below you go by chedim, means you cannot sell it. Is of kind of here also, you cannot sell it. Not so poshut. Mifane, you're going to have to conclude that one of these words are extra. We had a machlekes in Tanoim, whether, a gzeda shabbat that you cannot ask any questions on. Do you need mufnim shnei zdodim, that both sides you have to have a word that's extra? And some say if it's mufnim etzarecho, that if one word is totally superfluous on one of the sides, it's good enough to add to learning the shabbat, you cannot ask any questions. But if it's not mufnim at all, you can ask. And we had, but remember, there's a Rashi somewhere we learned, it was a Tesis, that they didn't actually have, we asked, Tesis, how can you have a machlek Gzeira Shavah? It's a Lachem Moshe Sinai. We have machleks all the time. So Tesis says they weren't actually told what the Gzeira Shavahs are, they were told the number of Gzeira Shavahs there are in the Tata, and they worked it out. So therefore, if it's not moving the Mishnei's Dodim, we can say this is not one of those Gzeira Shavahs, you got to find somewhere else. Just because you don't know what it, this one doesn't work, doesn't mean that there isn't another one in its place. Otherwise, it's hard to understand. How can you ask a question of Gzeira Shavah? So says you got Mifani, you have to say that this word legal must be extra for this particular drosha to teach you regarding maisa. Why must you say that? Because Elim, Mifani, if you tell me that it's not extra at all, the word lo yigoel ikal mifrich, I can argue and say that you cannot compare maisa to chedim whatsoever. Why? Because chedim has a chumrah, and I can say because of the chumrah of chedim, you cannot sell it either. It has another chumrah. And maisa doesn't share that chumrah. What is this chumrah? Male charamim, you know what comes to chedim? That if, let's say, you could not only be, when it comes to Maisa behemoth, it's only animals that weren't given Maisa from, or animals that are not kachim, it's only chulin, you put in your pen, you count 1, 2, 3, and number 10, you strike there with your rod that has a red streak. But when it comes to chedim, I can be machim to the kainim, even my kachim. Even kabbanas that are already set aside, designated for carbon. What am I being machim, what am I giving to the kain? The toivas hano that I have in this animal. Have some tevas on this animal that either. What would a person be willing to pay so that you could bring my carbon oil? We're not talking about carbon chatzis. We're talking about a voluntary offering. If you give me $10, if I give you the behemoth, you can bring it. Okay, I have that. That's the value that I have in this animal, and that is what I'm machin.
If you set it aside and give it to the kohen, do you have to make it up?
No, the animal makes kachim. The kohen can't do anything with it but kachim. And he'll eat the flesh that comes up from it. But you have value in the animal. The value is what you can give the toys, now you give to somebody else. And he should bring this carbon. So haramim have this chumrah. Hashem in Maisi doesn't have this chumrah.
Whichever coin charges in this to take it to the base of English, that's the
coin. No. You have a toy, now you give it to another Yisrael. That what would he pay me to take my animal, bring it as his carbon? Uh-huh. Yeah. Hashem in Maisi is only on chulin. Number one. Number two, Rashi says that Maisa is only on the 10th animal, and Chedim, you can do the entire stock, the entire flock. So therefore, it has a Chumla, maybe that's why you cannot sell it. So which word is extra? Which word is extra? Which word is extra? So you can tell me, I shouldn't say, it says already, don't sell it. So why do you have to say, lo yigoyah by Chedim? The yigma, my Maisa, and Nachmet. Let it not say lo yigo b'chedim, and I would say, look, I'll learn chedim from maisa, because chedim is stricter than maisa. And if maisa you cannot sell, surely you cannot sell what do you call it? Even when it, what do you call it? You cannot sell chedim. Nein, I can say that the chumra by meisa. Ma meisa kodesh. Sorry, first I would say ma meisa kodesh vein nigel. Just like meisa is kodesh. I don't need lo yigol. Lo yigol means you cannot redeem it. If it says lo yimocha lo yigol, then I know lo yigol means you cannot redeem it, and lo yimocha means you cannot sell it. If it redeeming it means a swapping the kedusha. So since we know that meisa is kodesh. And right now we don't know you cannot sell Meiser. Right now we think Meiser is like B'chori Dabot, you cannot redeem it. Since you know that Meiser is Korban, and a Korban cannot be redeemed, so Avcharam in Kedoshim, and Yigol, and Chayim also is holy and cannot be redeemed. Why does the Tanya have to say Lo Yigol? No, but Lo Yigol, because I'm going to learn it for all afternoon. It's extra, it must be to teach you this new thing that not only you cannot redeem it, you cannot even sell it. But we can ask a question. Malam Meiser, you know why Meiser has a Chumra that you cannot redeem? It has a certain Chumra, you know what this Chumra is? That if you made a mistake with Meiser and you called the 9th 110 and the 11th 110, all three of them come Kodesh. Where else do you find such a thing? Hegdish betos, we have a rule, is not Hegdish. And here we say it is. Shekein Kodesh, lefonev ulachrov, so therefore has a chubrim. So it had to say below you go by chedim, as well had to say below you go by meisim. Because you couldn't learn. Yeah, but you made a mistake. You painted it all then.
Okay, so the 9th and the 10th, then how did you do 10th and 11th?
You forgot that you just did it. You ever forget anything?
Well, not a second before.
Sometimes you forget even a minute ago as well. Sometimes I say good Shabbos to the same person in my show three times. I forgot this. He's telling me. It's time to move on. Yeah. Ella lo yoyma lo yigoyel b'charamim. No, you're right. We're not going to learn from Meiser. But you know, he didn't say lo yigoyel b'charamim, and I would learn it from B'choyr. V'yigmah b'choyr. I would learn it from B'choyr. I would learn it from B'choyr. I teacher asks, why are you limiting to learning from, if it wouldn't say by there, why are you learning from Choyer and Meisah? Learning from all other Kabbalahs, but you could be Goyal. That's why I had to say Lo Yigol here. So teacher, when we have a rule, when you have a Hekish, and you can go L'chumra, L'kula, the Gemara Bava says in the beginning, L'chumra Makshinim. So if I had a choice to learn B'chayr from all of the Kabbalahs, I'll learn B'chayr, not B'chayr, Cheder from all the Kabbalahs, Cheder from B'chayr, I'll learn from B'chayr, that you cannot sell. So the Gemara, V'yigma B'chayr, forget Meisah, you're right, Meisah is a Chumra, learn from B'chayr, Ma B'chayr, Kodesh Vein, Nigel Kodesh, but holy, cannot be sold, Av Charam, in Kodesh Vein, Nigel, can be sold, it cannot be redeemed. Lo Yigol, the Gemara Lomeli, why don't you let you go by Chedim, Lafli, must be extra. Again, Yikl Mifrich. Ma'al B'chayr, B'chayr has an unbelievable Chumra, Shekein Kudushas and Merechem. You don't have to designate it as Kodesh. It's born Kodesh. So maybe because it's born Kodesh, you cannot redeem it. You cannot take the Kedusha away. But anything where you brought the Kedusha on, maybe you could take it off. Makes sense. So forget Chedim. It had to say Lo Yigol by Chedim. Ella, perhaps, Lo Yoyim, Lo Yigol by Meiser. It shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Meiser. It shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Meisa, and we could learn Meisa from where? Where would you learn Meisa that Lo Yigol? The Yigomer, let's learn out. Havorim, it says by Meisa, because you see, by Tachas HaShabbat. And it says Havorim by B'choy, it says Havarta Kol Peterechem, Ma B'choy. And just like B'choy, we just said Kodesh Vein and Yigol, you cannot redeem it. So Av Meisa, Kodesh Vein and Yigol. So the extra word is not the word that's by Chedim, the extra word is the word by Meisa. Lo Yigol, because I'm one of Meisa Lomli, why do you Lo Yigol by Meisa? Lafluy, it's extra to teach you that one that we're learning out from Chedim that you cannot, not only cannot redeem it, you cannot sell. Fari Morabakati, Ben Meisa, Nambi Le Mefani. No, it's not extra at all. The Ikel Mifrech, we can ask, the Pachinan, we can ask, like before, the Meisa has a Chumra over Bechoy, that Meisa number 9, 10, 11, become Asa. You don't find it anywhere else. Says the Gemara, you cannot learn, Havarta is an extra pasuk. What do you need Havarta for? Havarta kol petrech. What would be with the pasuk? We just said kol petrech l'shem kol petrech behem yishilcho without saying the Havarta. It's an extra pasuk. That's extra for Gzeirah Shavah to teach you that word that Meiser you learn from Choyer that you cannot redeem. So now the word goes extra. Once you know you cannot redeem Meiser. And you can argue that B'chayr has a Chumra. B'chayr has a Chumra. B'chayr is Kodesh Merechem. And Meisah isn't. You're right. But now that we have an extra word, Vavarta, which teaches you this Gzeirah Shavah, leaves Lo Yigol to teach you that that it's extra. You don't need it. So Lo Yigol by Meisah, you don't need it all for the Gzeirah Shavah. You have Vavarta. So the Gemara, hab chay nami neilim gula gula mecharami. Sorry, but what do I say? Who bchay nami bchay also neilim gula 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 mecharami. So the Gemara, I'm asking a question. If you're going to tell me that lo yigol is extra by meisir, and we're going to learn from charami la what, and not only you cannot redeem it, you cannot sell it. No, it says also by bchay. So now let's learn bchay. Also, where it says gula by bchay, it says a bchay shor, and it says there lo sivda. Let's use the word life sifta, which means it's in taich. It's the exact same taich as lo yigol. Yeah, you cannot redeem it. So let's learn also b'chayr from charam that you cannot sell it. The maise gula 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 mecharamim. So we answer the maise mefani. The word lo yigol is extra by maise, but the b'chayr lemefani. It's not extra by b'chayr. It's not extra at all. Well, my chazis. What do you mean? Actually, we need it for itself to tell you that you know that you cannot redeem it. We want my chazis. Why did you decide that the loy tivda the b'chay legufe, that the word loy sivda b'chay, you need for itself to tell you that you cannot redeem it, swap the kedusha, with the maisa, and by maisa loy goes, oh, lafnui, we could have learned from b'chay, and therefore maisa is the one that's extra, and we say, me, you can't sell. Maybe the way around. Maybe that you need loy go by maisa tell you that you cannot redeem it, and by b'chay, you learn havarta havarta from maisa that you cannot redeem it, and loy go by b'chay is extra, teach you cannot sell it. How do you know which way to go? They were the maisa legufe, and the b'chay lafnui. And for the Gemara, the famous answer we have all over Shas, the donin, the word here is the same. Geula migeula vein donin pedi migeula. By b'chayim it says the word sifta. By meiser and by chedim it says the word gula. So therefore we learn meiser from b'chayim. For the more than my nav community, are we so pedantic? It makes a difference. The word ha tana the b'shmal learned v'shav ha'koyin the bar koyin. When he comes back to the house to see if the tara spread, he goes there once. He goes the second time. Zuhi shiva zuhi bia. He comes back and the same dinim happening. Though the Torah doesn't delineate exactly what to do, even though different words, so do you want a name? Hani milecha the leke the domile. There's no other choice. Avol he ikid domile. You have a breda. You can learn from loyigol from maisa from chedim, or you can learn sifta from chayid from chayid. Which one you can learn? Of course, you can choose the word that's similar. The domile me damin ikid the domile me damin le yafinan. You learn from the one that's similar. Freddy Gemara. Okay, but now that we've established that by maisa, not only you cannot redeem it, you cannot sell it. You learn out from b'chayim. So now havarta varta. Why don't we go both ways and learn b'chayim from maisa that you cannot sell it either? Freddy Gemara. But leila b'chayim havarta havarta me maisa. The maisa nami maisa also gama gula gula mecharamim. You learn by where does maisa learn from b'chayim from gula gula? So therefore havarta havarta and yavar tachal shavet is extra the yavar. Havarta is extra b'chayim. To use that now that we've established that by maisa you cannot sell, even after you know your whatever has b'chumum. So the same thing should go to b'chayim. So the Gemara miyat, we have a miyat. Miyat Rachmane gab charamim. It says by chedim, it says who kodesh kadoshim who lashem that chedim is not what. I can't be the meisa because we learn a gzeir shove. It must be to exclude b'chayir. Who will b'chayir? For anyone, aim b'hu le meisa. Name, but meisa gul k'meisa. We have a gzeir shove. It says, let you go, let you go. So therefore, we learn meisa from b'chayir and from b'chayim, and we exclude b'chayir. So b'chayir, you can sell, you just can't redeem. And meisa, neither can you redeem, nor can you sell.
The thing about b'chayir, there is not such pool in the whole mitzvah of b'chayir over
alav. You don't even have to do, exactly. Definitely it's for gzeir shove. So that's how we were using it to teach you that you shouldn't redeem by maaser. We are using it. But once we know that maaser can't redeem, what do you do? Let you go. Must be extra teacher, you cannot sell. We live in chedim. That's the first answer in the Gemara. Come along, Rav, and he says, no. I'll give you another answer. Let you go, the charamim, the let you go, by chedim is extra. You said before, you know, it's not extra at all because of the chumrah, you can't learn anything from there. Nevertheless, it's extra. The ishnu hecha, where exactly is the animal right now? If it's still sitting in the original owner's house, hegdish new. It's hegdish, so therefore you cannot redeem it. And ebay koyin who, and if it, case that has a problem already, but hegdish you could redeem. And Tesis has different gizzes and all that. But anyway, let's continue. And ebay koyin chulun, if you already gave it to the by the chayin, supposed to give it to the koyin. If you already gave it to the koyin, the koyin owns it and it's chulun. There's nothing left to redeem. Either you cannot redeem or there's nothing left to redeem. So what do you say? Let you go there for the time you learned charamim kozman shebe beis bailin kozman that he didn't give it to the koyin yet. How didn't get hold of him? Like hegdish. And then it says kol chayin koyin kadoshim ul Hashem. Every chayin is koyin kadoshim. Nostal the koyin. Like a carbon. Like a carbon. And and tis different shot. And nosel coin. Once you give the coin, how do you get chul chul? Never says kol chenu yisrael the chol year. Lo yigol, look at the Malamli. Why did it say lo yigol? What do you need to go for? Im eina inyil charamim. If you don't need it for chedim, to know inyil ma'aser. Since chedim has lo yigol, you don't need it there, I'll use it for ma'aser. So that's how he learns it. Not like before we learned it from Chayr. Chayr and Ma'aser, we can learn it and from Havart to Havart, and then we use from Chayr. We can learn from Chayr itself. Lo Yigol, there's extra. And therefore, it's teaching the Gezer Shavah. So the Lo Yigol by Chayr is extra, not the Lo Yigol by Ma'aser. Fredi Gemara, Eima, to know Inyil of Chayr. So how do you know to compare Ma'aser to Vehesis? To Chayr, compare Chayr to Chayr and say you cannot sell. Maisa, Guluka Maisa, same answer before. The word by Maisa is Lo Yigol. The word by Chayim is Lo Yigol. The word by Chayim is Lo Sifta. So which one do you think is close, resembles the source, which is Chayim, Lo Yigol, Maisa? So we lose that.
Because the thing is with Maisa, you've got the word Pidyon, you've got confined, you've got Pidyon Aben by Chayim. And you've got Pidyon Petarach, it's kind of restricted. The whole notion is restricted for the Chayim.
Okay, good question. So what happens once you do a Pidyon, if we decide a Pidyon means you can't, but by child or human it's not Chayim. But by a set, it would be the same thing. Here we talk about Petarach,
What happens? The Kedusha goes onto the sheep.
Yeah. Rabashi Yavarash says another answer. Lo Yigoyel, the Meiser means Lo Yimachurhu. Rabashi comes along and says that Lo Yigoyel, Rashi changes the whole Shadding Mode. He's not happy to talk about here. And Rashi asks the question right here. If it's Kachim, then of course you can redeem it. What's what even saying? There's a whole different gist, but we figured out the Pshat according to the first way, we'll be happy. Rashi actually says Kach Shemaiti. So. Anyway, so Rabashi says, no, the word Lo Yigoyel, Taka means Lo Yimachur. How do I know that lo yigol? Normally, lo yigol means you cannot transfer the kedusha from one to the next. Now you're telling me that forget about that. That of course you can do, but that not only that, even lo yimachur, I cannot sell somebody else, leaving the kedusha on. So how do I know the word lo yigol means? And how do I know it only means while the animal's alive? Like Robert said before, once the animal's dead, alive. Because it says, when you swap an animal which you shouldn't kodesh, it remains kodesh, but also the new animal also takes on all the dinim of this animal, has the same kedusha, and then it says, you shouldn't redeem. When can you swap an animal? When can you do this? Tmura only while the animal's alive. Only while the animal is alive. When do we say that you cannot redeem it and the pasuk is lo yigol? So when is the pasuk lo yigol? Only once alive. But after you shechted the nigel, you can what? After you shechted, you could redeem it. He's going to prove that yigol means you cannot sell. How do I know? Because we have a diuk over here that while the says hoyit murasa yikaydis lo yigol. So when lo yigol? While the animal's alive, and therefore once the animal's dead, you could be goyel. But in the lechayda, how can you be goyel? Goyel lechayda means you're swapping the kedusha. You can swap kedusha of a kaydish. But once you once it's dead, how can you swap the kedusha? We learned before you need ha'amod v'harach v'hemid v'hedich. Means the animal stand up on its own two feet, and you can assess the value. Once it's dead, you cannot do anymore gula. So obviously, the pasuk number of the animal is alive. And what does the pasuk say? That while it's dead, you could do gula. What do you mean you could do gula? While it's alive, you cannot do gula, and while you're dead, you could do gula. What does it mean? It must be that what does it mean? You cannot be, even when it's dead. So obviously, when the Torah says, that while it's alive, you can't be gula. But when it's dead, you could. What are you talking about? Swapping the Kedusha, once it's dead, you can't do Behemid Vedich. If you didn't take away the Kedusha, it's a fa'faun. So what does it mean, let you go when it's dead? When it's dead, you could be gula. It means you can sell it. And while it's alive, what can't you do, let you go? You cannot sell it. Right? The word let you go means selling. The coin can keep it, it's his own use.
And he can do
whatever he wants. It's chulin. It's his present.
It's chulin, yeah. While you have it, it's got the kedusha like a kol.
Yeah.
Once it goes to the coin, it becomes chulin.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This makes sense. We had yesterday that kachim is beich also has to be assessed properly. So you have a good eye. That it must be talking about after his death, he can be redeemed either. Must be talking about selling. This din that requires amal beracha does not apply to kachim is beich. So therefore, you can attack it even after his death. You can redeem it. So Michael Maimer was an ayah. I think Moshe said you're right. Anan hachik. This is what I meant to say. Mi ika. Is there anything? The mechayim lemifrig. While it's alive, you cannot redeem it. Ula achashchit lemifrig. But after he's dead, you could redeem it. So that's the question. Is there anything? So what's the pot of tellers? When it's alive, you cannot redeem it. But when it's dead, you can. Where do you find that? Why not? Maybe it's water. While it's alive, it's mamash kodesh. You cannot redeem it. Once it's dead, the akalik kedusha, the kedusha is even easier because you can eat it. Mifrik, now you could redeem it. One says back, no, the kolcha, the kolshkin. When it's alive, that it's so strong that if you paid it, that other one also becomes kodesh. Yet lo mifrik, you cannot take the kedusha away from it. Once it's geshochten, you cannot make a tmura then. That means it's not strong enough to pass the kedusha to another one. Mifrik, you're going to tell me that you can remove the kedusha? It's not strong enough to pass on to anything else, not to another animal, not to your money. You shouldn't sell it. Figure out the obvious question. If lo yigol means lo yimacher, let the Torah say lo yimacher outright. Why does it have to be so cryptic? And for us to figure it out, and I learned a whole black gemara here to figure it out. Look at my name. E kaser achmanu lo yimacher. The Torah would have said, "Don't sell." How mean? I would have thought, "Is davunu the lo mizdavin?" You know why you can't sell the kovid uvdin choil? You mezalzel the value of the behemoth. You take the kodesh, and you're dealing with like a commercial commodity. It's pasnished. Avoli frukim mifrik, but to redeem it, maybe you're allowed to. Why should you be allowed to? Because who ends up with the money hegdish or either dom of the hegdish? So what's the big deal? It's not being mazalz at all. The money goes to hegdish. That's what we thought. Lahochi kasrachmana lo yigol, that you cannot even redeem it. The lo yizdabunim is daben, velo yifrukim mifrik. By saying lo yigol, we know it means you cannot redeem it, and because it makes a chilik when it's alive, when it's dead, we know that you cannot sell it either. Mishnah. B'shamay says, lo yimne Yisrael ima koyin l'b'choyin. When the koyin makes a big party after the b'choyin contracted a mum and he eats the b'choyin and everybody's allowed to eat it, he should not invite a Yisrael, only koyinim. Zokrashi, lo yimne afili im zimen, four lines on the bottom, a little time. Afili im zimen koyin oireyach Yisrael, even if the koyin invited a Jewish guest, ala b'choyin abal mum. Lo yeach limo, you should not, the eat should not eat with him. Even if the koyin invited him, he shouldn't participate. However, back to the Mishnah, Basil Matid and Basil, not only Matid, a Yid, I feel like a Chavim, so even a Goy can participate eating in a B'chayr. So the Gemara, Maslis and Mani, who is this, who learned this version of the Machle B'Sham Basil, that even a Goy is allowed to, is Rabbi Akiva, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, according to Basil, not only Yid is Mutter, but even a Goy. Rabbi Kiva, the time we learn B'chayr, ain nimnin olav ele chabude shekula koinim. The first opinion is B'sham B'sham holds that the only ones who can participate is for Kodesh. So only koinim are able to eat from it. U'beisil oin beisil says, I feel a zorim even Yisraelim. And Rabbi Kiva goes further within beisil and says, matir I feel oiv chab even a goy. Like Rashi, must listen, the shori oiv chavim. That allows a goy b'achil B'chayr eating B'chayr. Mani, Rabbi Kiva, it follows Rabbi Kiva, the matir a libe de beisil kamar. When he is matir, he is of you in within beisil. Rabbi Kiva de beisil, matir I feel oiv chab even a goy. He said, beisil is matir even a goy. So the Gemara, my time with the Bisham, my wife Bisham is limited only to Koyin and Mechsiv. It says in Pasik that if you have a Psulim Mekdoshim, the Mum, it says in Pasik that you can eat the flesh. Kachazei hatnufa ukeshoik hayimin l'choyir belongs to you, just like the gift that we give to a Koyin, the Chazei HaSheik and the Chazei and the Sheik. So and what do we know about the Chazei and the Sheik? That only the kainim can eat from it. Sorry, yilcha that the balsa should be yours. Mahasam kainim in Yisrael loy. Avhacha kainim in Yisrael loy. Rashi ma bechazei b'shoik ein kainim in Yisrael loy. Diksiv ata uvanecha uvanesecha itach. That Gemara Beisil says, what's that pasuk talking about? That I'm giving you the b'chay to the kain, just like I'm giving you the chazei and the shoik, and therefore it's a limited kainim. Hanimili tam. You're right. When there's no mum, it's matnas kuna. Ava balmum, but when it comes to balmum, it says over there by Psalm Gedosh, you can eat whatever you want. You can eat hatomei vahator yachdav, and it says like a tzvika aisle. So therefore, ma tomei, when it comes to tomei, she'enu oichel bekotchim kalim. What's worse, a koyin tomei or Yisrael zor? A koyin tomei is worse. Madach a koyin tomei that does not allow to eat even kotchim kalim. A Yisrael can eat shlomim. A Yisrael can eat kachim kalim. A koin tummy cannot even eat kachim kalim. So who's in the lower position? A koin tummy. So madach a koin tummy who's not permitted to eat kachim kalim. Yet, oichel b'choy is allowed to eat from a b'choy. Because all b'choy are allowed to eat. Zor, she oichel b'kachim kalim. A Yisrael can eat kachim kalim. Ain't no din, she oichel b'choy. Because he can eat b'choy. Rashi. An animal with no blemishes. We said before as dumum tizrek. We're talking about an animal that you're going to spray the blood and sprinkle on his back. So it's a whole animal. Together. Question. You know why a tomei? Sometimes a tomei is entitled to eat kachim. If tumu hutim be tzibur, a kohen can work in the base of Mikdash. Azar can never work. Beis Hillel will answer right back. What can a kohen do? A kohen tomei is allowed to do the avoda. He's not allowed to eat from the carbon, even though tumu hutim be tzibur only means avoda, not eating. Ba'achila kamrinan. He therefore achila zor
odiva.
It's only to be makriv.
So you can't eat the carbon.
You can't eat what you tell me. Rashi can't. Rashi zorsha chukachu galin shalom yimaisa pesa b'avoda tzibur. Im ein koyin tor. Now this is an amazing Rashi. Usually we learn tumu hutim b'tzibur is the majority of hangmar psachim. The majority of the koyin become tamei, so tumu hutim b'tzibur and so on and so forth. Here Rashi makes a bigger chiddush. Within every week you have a different mishmer, and within every day of the week you have a different base of. What happens if this particular base of on a Tuesday majority are tamei? The parsha pshat is to get the next base of come in today. No, Rashi says, even then, we allow the Kohen and Tamei to work. Where does Rashi get this from? Because even though the Gemara has Machlek, Hutud Chuyah, the Gemara doesn't go this far to say that the base of as well, you don't change the day.
With the Kohen Pesach, if it's allowed to be brought to the tomb, it's only the Azor Sadom and the Mizbeach that you do, but you can't eat it as part of
the Azor Sadom. Well,
yeah, you can. It's Tamei. So when I asked Lama Nigora,
Means
that we're
missing
out really on being
included in the mitzvah,
which is the mitzvah.
Eating, yeah. Right, we're learning more about machil and akva. Look, Rashi, b'avoy the tzibur, of in that family, they can still work with tumah dechsiv b'moyadoy afilu b'shabbos afilu b'tumah. How does Rashi learn afilu b'tumah? But Rashi's a big chiddush here. But even just a particular base of, we never had this before. It's a huge base. Yeah. We're talking about eating. Azor is better than the tummy. Like we say, that Azor can eat kachim kalim, the oichel be kachim kalim, the lemishkach, the chil, the koin tummy mutaba. We don't find anywhere that a koin tummy is allowed to eat any kabbalas. The Azor asaba and Azor is asa. Says the Gemara. Back to Gemara. Where does he get this from? Because the same pasuk says, "Katzvi ukaayil." We treat them like a deer and like a ram. Matzvi vaayil mutul leguchavim, just like a tzvi laayil is mutul to a goy. Is also psulmidashin. Is also what abchayin mutul. Abchayin mutul leguchavim. Abchayin the mum is mutul to a goy. The Eidach, the other one says, no. Tlosa tzviva ayil ksiva. Three times it says, we compare it to an ayil. Each one teaches you another din, and there's nothing superfluous there to teach you that even a goy could come. Chad, one of them, Rabbi Yitzchak, for Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rashi says, I have no idea who Rabbi Yitzchak is. And one is Rabbi Yishai, Rashi says, I have no idea who that is either. And the Chad, Rabbi Lezer HaKapar. And one of the teachers of Lezer HaKapar. What is that, says Rashi? Rashi, Eidach, Tanakam, Belir, Beis Hillel, Imelot, Tlosa tzviva ayil ksiva. So three times, Berei, Enoichi, Chad, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yishai, Lenin, Sparaj, Lenin, I don't know what that is. Like a Lezer. No, he knows who they are, doesn't know what they said. Tosfos already finds things what they said. Says he might the Idach and the other one, Matzviva Ayop Turim and Abchayrim. And the other one, the other third one, what he does, the third Tzviva Ayil, just like Tzviva Ayil is Potter from Bchayrim. So Absul Magdashim is Potter from Bchayrim. Just like Tzviva Ayil is Potter from Bchayrim, so too Psuli HaMagdashim is also Potter from Abchayrim. That if an animal is a carbon and got Absul, there's no Bchayrim anymore. Rashi, Mahosam Chazevishai, no, we didn't learn yet. Torah, but we learned. I'll continue tomorrow.